This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Thirty-seven minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, Mike Brohard from CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, first off, man, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, YouTube, ready? How'd it go for it?
You know, I took last week off. It was more of a staycation, just hanging out with the wife and kiddo. And it, to me, it doesn't get much better than that. So it was a nice break, kind of halfway unplugged, but not all the way. Certainly stayed in the sports scene. But it wasn't too bad. It was okay.
Well, it's good. That's the way it should be. You're supposed to kind of recharge and get the batteries going again.
Got to get the batteries going. Well, speaking of that, Mike, the Rams, they're getting the batteries going again tonight. I'm knocking on wood as I say this. CSU, Air Force going at it. It's been a little while. I mean, we were approaching that month mark since we've seen CSU Rams men's basketball play. Last time we saw them out was against Mississippi State. So let me ask you this, Mike. Is there a real concern, like a real concern, that there's rust that the Rams will have to shake off tonight against this young Air Force team?
Yeah. When you're talking 25 days, there is. To the degree of it, you know, I don't think you're talking about like the first game of the year type of thing. But you also go back to the point that, you know, they had a 21-day break last year in the middle of the conference season, and they had to come back from that. So I think in talking to the team, they've learned some things. How to better stay in shape when you're isolated, how to remain engaged if that's, you know, watching more game film, doing some things on your own while you can, that's fine. You know, some guys, you know, had to get their lungs back a little bit. So, there is real concern. And as a coach, there's always going to be real concern when you haven't played in that long.
We were talking to Coach Medved a little bit earlier about, well, just about this Air Force team, too. And so you take everything that you just said into account. Plus, you have this Air Force team that I think is surprising some people this season. They have a really young group, and sometimes fans can look at that and say, oh, so many freshmen. They're like the second youngest team in the nation. But sometimes you have a young group like that come in. Maybe that top 20 thing doesn't really intimidate them because, for lack of a better term, they don't know any better.
No, they don't. And then they're also looking at the fact that they just came off where they beat a Utah State team that people didn't think that they were going to beat. And, you know, they're going to play a different style of basketball. But when you get into conference play, everybody kind of knows what everybody else does. When it comes to Air Force, though, the youth, you got to kind of learn what they've been doing. And obviously they've got some game film. CSU's been able to watch on them. But still, I mean, they beat Utah State. That catches your attention right off the bat. And I know it is for the players. So they're not taking this game lightly. One, because Air Force, they think, is a very improving team. Two, they're an improved team that beat a really good team that they know that the Rams have to contend with in the Mountain West. And then three, the Rams have to be themselves. And who is that team as they come back on the court tonight after 25, you know, days off? I mean, are they the team right away? Does it take 5-6 minutes to get it back into it? Who knows?
So, Mike, tell us a little bit about Air Force. As we talked about, you know, the preseason rankings, which some people put stock into that, some people don't, whatever. Air Force was ranked in the bottom, Utah State, right around that five or six mark. So if you're Air Force, you're thinking, man, that's got to feel great right off the bat. We were picked to finish last. We beat a team that was picked well above us. They're feeling fantastic coming in. What can you tell us about this group so far? And again, relatively unknown, like 11 or 12 freshmen on this team.
This is a team that's still, I think, even, you know, even at 8-4, they're still trying to find out who they're going to be, what their identity is going to be, what they're going to be able to rely on, what they're going to be able to lean on, what they're going to have to try to protect and hide. So those things are going to happen with this young of a team. But as they've done it, it's 8-4, and that gives you confidence. You know, somebody might look at their schedule and go, well, who have they beaten? Fine, they still beat them. And they beat teams, and that gives them some confidence. And so they start moving forward. They're feeling pretty good about it. You know, I'm sure A.J. Walker's feeling pretty good about putting in almost 17 points a game. You know, these are things that, they're a developing team, and CSU's got to deal with that a little bit too. because they're not the exact same team that they think they were. Everybody's got a little bit something different, especially these early portion games, you know, the early part of the conference season where you're still trying to learn a team that's trying to learn itself.
Well, and you mentioned it too. It's not just the youth aspect for Air Force, but you know, teams for at least this game and maybe next are going to be looking at saying, okay, CSU's had this layoff. Are they going to get back to, you know, that great status that we saw them last time, you know, against Mississippi State? How long is it going to take them to get back to where they were? And before that even, Mike, they were ranked, picked to finish top in the Mountain West Conference. Then you're 10-0. Now you're 20th in the country. So the conference is now looking at CSU saying, there's our ticket. You know, we put on a good conference run and we beat CSU. Who knows? Maybe they're talking about big stuff for us as far as dancing in March.
Yeah, especially in the early portion of the season when you look at the preseason polls and Colorado State's the one that's ranked and Colorado State is the one that was picked to win the conference. That's the team every other team shoots for. Then you get to the halfway point and then you see if that's changed. Is CSU still that team or has some team come on, you know, to be a surprise? So this first part of the season, everybody's going to give Colorado State their best shot because that's the benchmark, right? That's the team this year that you want to beat. So that's what I think CSU has done very well so far, at least mentally, is they are prepared to be the team that's targeted. In the past, they've been able to play the teams that they're trying to beat. Now, because of this preseason poll, because of the rankings, because they're undefeated, teams are now targeting them. But I think this is a team that's matured to the point where they're okay with that and they're happy with that because you can talk about goals, but as you achieve them, you have to reset them, right? You don't want to stay stagnant. So part of one of CSU's goals was to become this team, the one that's targeted. So it's not like they're caught off guard by this. This is what they wanted. Now they've got it. Now let's see what they do with it.
Talking to Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and our RamWire Insider. Okay, 10-0. They're 20th. They've moved up a few spots without having to play a game. You can't really beat that. I mean, that's kind of exciting. But how would you summarize, Mike, that non-conference schedule? Because they had a little bit of everything as far as how they were winning some of these games. Some games they were, you know, like a Creighton team, they were running the show. Some games maybe you expected to be a little closer. They were down. They have to make these epic comebacks. The Rams were certainly, they won in almost every way imaginable. I'll go back to Oral Roberts. They dominated that game. So how would you summarize this non-conference schedule for the Rams?
It was a really good, challenging schedule for them. They got to play a lot of the pieces that they needed to. It would have been great if they would have got the Tulsa game and the Alabama game. That would have been fabulous. But, you know, the epic comeback to win, you know, the Paradise Jam, that's something that's going to sit with this team. It's going to be a marker for this team that other teams are going to take note of as the rest of the year plays out. I mean, when you have that type of second half to come back from that big of a deficit and win a tournament title, that's good. I mean, that's something that teams are going to take note of. And then, you know, Northern Colorado had them on the ropes for a while. I mean, Bodie was shooting the lights out of it, and that was coming right off of that. So there are really good wins for this. These are wins that are still developing this team as it goes along. And then I think the St. Mary's win, especially considering what happened last year, was another really good win for them. So they specifically went out and targeted some of these teams in non-conference, because they did. They wanted a challenge, you know. And then, you know, the way you hold off Mississippi State at the end, you know, in a neutral site game, these are good wins. This is a team that's been tested, and now they're going to get tested to a different degree. So, like, even if you don't think Air Force is as good as some of the teams that they've played, they are a team that knows what you want to do. There's that familiarity. And when somebody tries to take away something that they know that you want to do, how do you react to that? And so these are still really good games coming up, no matter where these teams are in the standings, because they're going to try and use what they know against CSU against them.
Yeah, and like you had mentioned, the target on their back. I mean, it's a different kind of challenge. That non-conference schedule was nuts. It battle-tested for sure, but you know, coming off after the layoff, like we said, approaching a month mark, it presents its own kind of challenges going up against Air Force tonight. Mike, what do you got for us that we can check out throughout the day as we're prepping for this game tonight? Fingers crossed, of course, as we see stuff going on throughout the country. But all's well and good, hoping this one rolls. What do you have for us that we can check out at CSU? Rams.com.
I'm still working on getting my Ducks back in a row, coming off a little bit of a break, but, you know, getting some work ready for the swim season that's going to resume this weekend, and looking at a tennis team that's getting ready to restart. But, yeah, I'll be at tonight's basketball game, and we'll have the dish for you afterwards. We'll take a side look at something important that happened in this game as the Rams open conference play.
Yeah, see if we can start this thing off on the right foot, go 11-0, 1-0 in conference play. Mike, appreciate you as always, my friend, and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too and your listeners, and let's look forward to a very positive and bright 2022. What do you think?
I'm right there with you, my friend. No doubt about it. Mike Brohard with CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. He's a great guy. Does an excellent job covering Colorado State. Joins us on Tuesday. So we kind of double dip today. A little CSU. This is an important game. This is the start of their conference play. Now, 10-0 non-conference was sensational. They did enough work in the non-conference to put themselves in that top 25, now top 20 spot. Now the different kind of work comes because these teams play each other. They know each other. And you know, if you're Boise State, who they play next go around, I believe. That's the at Boise State. Then Utah State. If you're those teams right now, you're looking at saying that's our way. You know, we put together a 20-win season, find a way to knock Colorado State. You know, I don't know if it's going to put us in the top 25 standing, but it's definitely going to raise our status and give us some confidence going in to the Mountain West Conference tournament. 48 minutes after the hour, wrap up the show on the other side. Let's get to what's on the tube, as well as wrap up our thoughts from the day that was. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary, weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.